Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A star-crossed soapbox for sailor boys, stable girls,
I'm on the edge.
And stripper grands.
It depends who you're with and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio with a difference.
Thank you.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I'm growing a tash and it's looking wicked, right? It's looking wicked. I love my moustache. I love it. And here's the thing. Here's a prediction I made months ago. Beards are gone. Beards will be out, right? Tashes will be in for a bit. And I've had a few people tweet me this week saying, I think you were right. I've started seeing loads of moustaches around. I started it.
The tash is in fash.
That's good. I like that. I started it.
In fact, if you see anyone with a particularly good moustache, could you ask permission, take a picture and tweet us with the hashtag tashfash.
Tweet Catherine.
Although that might sound like fascist moustache. All right, forget that.
Well, no, it sounds like John Fashanu's moustache. If you see John Fashanu with a moustache, or you see him sleeping and you can draw one on with a permanent marker...
That's fash-tash. But I want tash-fash.
OK, right, now we're getting confused. Let's go to Nigel.
Hi, yeah.
Hello, Nigel.
Have you ever had a moustache?
Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Can I just discuss something quickly?
Ignored.
My electricity bill.
Yep.
Very quickly. You may be able to put my mind at ease, because I've got this letter from the 16th of September. It says on the letter, but I spoke to someone on the 18th in Maidstone. I sorted it out on Wednesday, right?
If you've sorted it out after that letter, don't worry about the letter.
Sorry, Justin. This letter says I owe £700, and it says if you haven't made a payment, I'll be in trouble. But the thing is, it says... Oh, hang on, let me read it. If you do not contact us, but I spoke to a lady...
No, you've spoken to them then.
I spoke to a lady on Wednesday, which is the date after that.
Yeah.
And she said she started a payment plan up, and I said that I'd be paying in a fortnight's time £40 payment each fortnight, right? And she said that was okay. She said they won't cut my electric off, she said. She said that was okay.
How come you've got a bill for £700? That's a lot.
It's lower than it was before. It's lower than it was. But then she said...
Hang on a minute. My annual electricity bill is about £700. I live on my own and I'd hardly cook. Yeah. My annual bill, a year, is less than £700. About a little bit more.
They said they're going to set up...
Okay. Have you spoken to your advocate?
No, I don't need to because I've sorted this out. They're going to fix
Nigel, that. Nigel, we have had this conversation so many times.
But she's just told. Let me explain. She just told me that I don't need to worry. I can pay net smart in a
meters,
time.
Smart meters are more.
And she said they
okay,
won't.
Okay, Nigel, if you're just going to talk at me, then I think we're done because
I think I shouldn't be worrying about it.
Okay,
You just said to me if I spoke to her before Wednesday.
Well, that's before I had the full facts. That was before I had the full facts, Nigel. But you don't want to listen to us, so there's no point in us saying anything.
Well, I do listen to you.
Okay. You haven't sorted it. You need to speak to your advocate.
I've sorted the telephone bill out and I've sorted this. I did it all on Wednesday. She said everything was fine.
Okay, fine. What else you got for us tonight, Nigel?
But you have to wait on a waiting list.
Nigel, I can't talk to you about this stuff because all it does is it causes unnecessary worry for me and Catherine. And
me.
Okay, well, that's... Nigel, we have suggestions for you and you have no interest in hearing them, so...
There's nothing to talk about now.
Then
anyway,
why are you telling us? Then don't tell us.
Well, I was worried about the letter, that's all.
Okay.
It does say contact citizens advised if you are worried.
You've got an advocate.
Which is
better. I haven't now because he hasn't got back to me. They haven't got back to me and I kept leaving messages and no one's got back to me. Moving on swiftly, Ian.
Well, now I feel absolutely terrible and worried.
Ian, was that Britney Spears you were speaking to?
No, it wasn't Britney Spears. Nigel, listen, Nigel, we're gonna leave it for tonight, mate.
Right. Oh, I haven't got very much to say. Just that I've got.
Nigel, listen. Yeah. Have a great weekend, and maybe we'll speak next week. Okay.
Okay. Then.
Good luck. Thanks very much. I don't know what to say. It's a £700 electricity bill. And they're going to put in a meter. A meter's the card, the key thing. Now, the key payment was a significantly higher tariff in the past, but I don't know if that got sorted when... Wasn't Ed Miliband talking about, when he was running for Prime Minister, about capping the tariffs, including the key meter... And didn't David... Someone will know better than me. Did David Cameron, in the back of my head, I'm sure I remember David Cameron implementing that policy that was originally Ed Miliband's and lowering the tariff for key meters? Because famously, key meters... And I've been on a key meter in the past when I was signing on and was not working. Key meters, which are generally used by the most vulnerable, poorest people... were the highest electricity tariff. So the people with the least amount of money were paying the highest rate for electricity. I am sure I heard that David Cameron sorted that out, but I might be mistaken. If you've never tuned in before, Nigel is a regular caller, and Catherine more than me, actually. Catherine behind the scenes, me on the air, but Catherine has done a lot more legwork than me. We have really helped Nigel. It's a really tough year. His mum died, and a lot of bills have been piling up, and we've really tried to help. But it has since turned out that a lot of the things that Catherine helped put in place, namely an advocate to deal with Nigel's financial situation, Nigel has decided he doesn't want to use the advocate anymore, which is totally within his rights. But we have said that if he's not prepared to follow the suggestions and then get the advice of the people that we provide him with, or we kind of push in his direction, then there's not really anything we can do to help. And that call... Someone says I think he was on about a smart meter that automatically sends your figures to the company. He may have been, actually, Villa and Broncos. He may have been. Thank you. You could be right there. Those calls leave me really upset because I feel very anxious and I feel very worried. And I think I can see how this story ends. I think I can fast forward the tape to 12, 18 months down the line, and I don't think it has a great ending. What else can you do?
I'm really concerned about this idea that the advocate is not phoning back.
Well, do we know that he's definitely phoned the advocate?
Well, and he has because said if you remember, in the past, he said, I can do it myself.
Well, as he said there, he sorted out the phone bill. Well, he didn't. Mm. He didn't.
And he did say to us once that he told the advocate he didn't need him,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah. We can't do any more.
I find it so frustrating.
We can't do any more. And if our... We can't do any more. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to Michael. Good evening, Michael.
Hi, Ian. You all right?
I'm very well, Michael. What have you got for us tonight?
Oh, I just want to echo some stuff you were saying there about Nigel. You could not do any more over the last couple of years for Nigel, you and Cass, at all.
Thank you, mate.
You've been, There's nothing else you could have done. You've been so good to him.
I feel... I've got a really horrible feeling in my chest now. And I guess that feeling is concern. Is concern. Because I can... I'm not going to tell you how I predict this will end. But I think you can probably guess. And maybe... maybe it would be the best. I don't know. Thank you, Michael, for saying that, because we, Kath and I often come away after calls like that going, did we do the right thing? Should we have, you know, should I have given him some money? Should we have done this? But what, I don't know what more we can do, Michael. I really don't.
Ian, I know what your prediction is. You've told us before.
Oh, yeah. Did I say it on air? Oh, Christ.
You have. You have. You've told us.
Okay. Okay. Well... maybe him getting kicked out and maybe he has not hit his rock bottom yet where... But then there's me being optimistic that the system is then going to pick him up when he hit rock bottom. The system's not picking him up now.
The system knows about him. I've spoken to people at the council about him. And as far as they're concerned, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's not fine.
Mm. Clearly.
Obviously. We know that. It's obvious, but you're right. What a world. What a world we live in, Michael.
You're such a caring man, Ian, so...
Yeah, come here and give me a kiss. No. Inappropriate. Michael, whoa.
How am I doing this?
Michael, what can we do for you this evening?
Right, so you had a clairvoyant on a Monday.
We had Clinton Baptiste came in, yes. The most controversial guest we've had for ages. No, we've lost listeners as a result of that.
You told me he was in Watford tonight.
Yeah. Watford Palace Theatre. Did you go and see him?
Oh, my God, I went to see him. He was incredible.
Oh, thank God for that. I thought he was going to ask for a refund. you owe me 20 quid, Lee.
Ian, he was brilliant.
Was it good?
Absolutely brilliant, yeah.
Did you go as a result of hearing him on the show?
Yes, absolutely. I was a bit sceptical at first when I heard him, but I thought, hang on, maybe this guy's onto something.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Best live show I've seen in such a long time.
Oh, wow. I will tell him. Did he speak to any spirits? Did he get any predictions right?
After a while, he did, yeah.
Okay.
He's ploughing away, but he's so clever. He's great with the crowd. He had a great show. Unbelievably brilliant.
Oh, mate, I'm texting Clinton now. Telling him that you went and saw him as a result. That's brilliant, Michael. I'm really, really pleased you enjoyed yourself. Thank you for letting us know.
He was brilliant, Ian.
Okay. Are you saying I'm not brilliant? What are you eating?
And I'm walking as we're talking.
So your feet sound like a mouth chomping, do they?
They do.
No, I'm not eating. I promise you, I'm not eating. I promise you.
Why is he lying about eating?
Because he's wearing some sort of...
Flippers.
It's a nice theatre, Watford Palace, isn't it?
It's beautiful, yeah. And then he played to the crowd. He came out to the crowd.
Yeah.
He teased the crowd.
Yeah.
It's all about the crowd.
He's exceptional. he's exceptional.
Michael, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and thank you for letting us know. I'm going to text Clinton right now. In fact, this is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. The Independent Republic of Mike Graham on Talk Radio.
Blasted rhetoric from the Banana Republic.
Join me, the Reverend Mike Graham. Revolutionary, rebellious, rebuilt, rebranded.
Dangerous mid-morning debate with the great dictator.
The Independent Republic of Mike Graham.
Weekday mornings from 10
on Talk Radio.
The late night alternative with that man, Ian Lee.
There's no strangers here, just friends you haven't stalked on Facebook yet.
Have never sent my picture to anyone who didn't request it.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Yes.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
This station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to Jamie. Good evening, Jamie.
Hello.
Hello, Jamie.
Greetings to North Wales.
Hello, North Wales.
Indeed. What I'd like to say, really, about the meters, you know, in the electric meters in people's houses.
Yes.
I rather think the tariff is quite high for the poorer people.
Is this... we're talking about the key meters, right, where you go to the shop on the corner and you top it up with 20 quid?
Pay point, yes, indeed.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that's quite, you know, the tariff we're charged is quite high.
Right.
My belief, obviously, should this should be subsidised significantly to enable poorer people, such as myself, to be able to get a leg up in society.
Yeah, I agree. But it seems ridiculous that the poorest people should pay the most for stuff like that.
Well, it goes to credit, doesn't it? I mean, poor people pay enormous credit rates. You know, if you want to lend money or something like that, it's like 1,000%. Rich people, you know, they get 7% APR.
The whole system... Well, okay, let's do it. The whole capitalist system is screwed. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Indeed. And my belief is that, obviously...
Yes.
Poor people like myself should be able to lift ourselves out of poverty. You know,
you need to come up with an invention or have a hit single. You need one of those two things.
That would be lovely, wouldn't it?
One of those two things, Jamie, could turn it all around for you.
Well, sadly, I can't provide those inventions. But,
no, of course not. I'm teasing.
You know, I think I would like to obviously up my position in society.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I'm held back by the whole system. The whole system around us seems to be totally, like, fixed towards profit, making profit.
Of course it is.
Charging poor people more money, you know.
What else do poor people charge more money for?
Well, my experience is credit, yeah?
Right.
If I want to lend money, I don't have money today, but I want it tomorrow, and I can pay it tomorrow, I have to pay, like, extortionate fees beyond which, you know, an average credit card would provide.
But why can't you get a credit card?
Yeah, I've had that in the past, sadly. But, you know, I think people go through situations in their life where perhaps situations change and, you know, they can't afford credit cards anymore and their credit rating goes down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Well, I agree with you, and I can't disagree with you. And I don't know what else to say apart from I wish you the very best of luck, and I hope things pick up at some point.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jamie. Thanks, man. I appreciate your perspective on that. And I wish you the very best of luck. It's all, the world is unfair, shocker. You know, it's pretty obvious. It's all screwed up. Yeah. Thank you, Jamie. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. A sea of glowing... This is from The Times. A sea of glowing screens emerging from the crowd is a common sight at concerts as fans use their phones to record their favourite songs. But now one of the world's biggest stars has acted against what many see as the menace of mobiles at gigs. Madonna has banned phones from her Madame X World Tour that started in New York this week. The promoter confirmed that the ban would be extended to the tour's 15-day residency at the London Palladium in the West End next year, making it the first big mobile-free concert in the UK.
Good luck with that.
She's totally out of touch. The world has changed. She's totally out of touch. The concert, I think she's doing it because she's lousy live now. I think that's what it is. The whole concert scene has changed. One of my favourite artists, right, is Arthur Lee. He's dead now. He's the lead singer of Love. And he was a very, very bitter man because he got fleeced by record labels. He was a little bit racist. He thought he was always being fleeced by the white man. He's a black guy. He was always being fleeced by the white man. But I've been at a gig where someone was filming it on quite a big video camera. And he picked up the camera and smashed it. And he saw someone with a tape recorder and picked it up and smashed it, right? Then he went to prison for 8 years. And within that time, the internet and mobile phones had kind of come out. And he came out and the band said to him, Arthur, just to let you know, everyone records concerts now. Everyone shares them online. No one's losing money because no one was ever making money out of them. But it's the norm. All right, so if you see someone with a camera filming it, you say, just let them do it. That's what happens now. And that is it, for better or worse. I mean, I remember back in the day, the 80s and the 90s, you go down to Camden or to a record fair and there'd be a guy with a big row, big rack of VHS videos, Oasis Live, you know, the Divine Comedy Live, the big, all stuff filmed, I was saying the Beatles, not the Beatles, but all stuff just filmed, you know, from the audience, and that would get sold. There wasn't millions being made there, but you could argue that people were getting fleeced and stuff because it was being sold. But now it just gets shared. Everything gets put up on YouTube, for better or worse. That's the way it is. So to try and not have mobile phones at a big rock concert, at a comedy club, I get it. Comedy club is different.
Yeah.
Comedy club is different because once you could argue once you've seen the gags, why would I pay to go and see that? And also it's a much more intimate, if you're in a comedy club, it's a much more intimate thing. It can be very intimidating for the person on stage. They see a red dot for you. Know,
well, it's like a play.
Yes. Yeah. A tour source said, Madonna wants to have an intimate experience with her audience. I love it when sometimes you go to gigs and you get your phone out. I'm one of those that holds the phone up for the whole thing. But if there's a song that means something to me, I'll film the song, right? Or you know, I'll film the song. But I'm very respectful. I don't hold it above my head. I kind of hold it and make sure that it's not in any. It's only in my way. And I do it for a song, and that's, or maybe half a song. That's it. But still, sometimes at gigs, you'll see these big burly security men. If you're near the front, will come and put their hands up in front.
Yeah.
You just think, come on, man, this is not. Madonna wants to have an intimate experience with her audience.
With how many thousand people?
Without phones up in the air and screens separating fans from the performance. No, she doesn't. She doesn't want videos of YouTube of her being out of tune, like the Eurovision Song Contest thing, where the thing that was broadcast was terrible. The thing that was uploaded a few hours later, suddenly she was in tune. Phones are just distracting, and the first two nights of the tour without them were really phenomenal. People loved it and appreciated it. They could just enjoy the show and interact with each other with nothing obstructing the view. But that's not what a performance is now. That's not what it is. It's evolved.
And they're more likely to be watching her on a big screen anyway than be able to see her properly in any case. Yeah. So it's not the same thing.
Madonna, 61, is far from the first artist to get frustrated at fans using their phones at gigs. 3 years ago, Adele paused her performance to ask one concert goer to stop filming her and enjoy it in real life rather than through the camera. Promoters have also blamed fan footage. Listen to this nonsense. Promoters have also blamed fan footage on YouTube for falling tour DVD sales. No one apart from me buys DVDs anymore.
No.
That's why tour DVD sales have dropped, because no one buys them.
No. And also the Adele thing, okay, I remember seeing that. But I also remember seeing some really great footage of someone proposing and her bringing them up on stage and being a big thing, and also being great advertising for Adele. She sees that. She knows.
Several singers, such as Alicia Keys, Jack White, have already implemented mobile bands in the US, and a few comedians, such as Chris Rock, have done so in the UK. Well, didn't Chris Rock play the O2? All right, buddy, try and stop me filming you in the back of the O2. The tour source said the band was important as Madonna was playing more intimate venues like theatres, where people were seated. In such places, holding up a phone could obstruct the view for others. I would say it would do it less. I've seen a show at the Palladium, and we were sat fairly high up, me and my son, and if I'd have held a phone, it was raked.
Yeah.
So if I'd have held a phone, no one would have been distracted. It's a different situation to an arena. Hey, maybe we're wrong on this, dear listener. 0344 499 1000 if you want to give us a call and say you totally agree with it.
I think, right, I get why it's a shame to live looking your life, looking at things through a lens. I get that, right? People do it. I think people take what they are as souvenirs. That's the way people live these days. As long as you're not being a dick about it and it's getting in other people's way, who cares? Who cares? No one's filming the entire thing, are they?
Concert goers must put their phones in lockable fabric cases when they arrive. Fans keep the pouches with them during the show, but if they want to make a call or text, they must retreat to certain areas like the lobby, where a magnetic device will open the lock. Security staff will eject anyone anyone defying the order. Here we go. Not too long ago, Madonna might have fallen foul of her own band. Here we go. In 2015, Lin-Manuel Miranda, creator of the hit musical Hamilton, accused Madonna of being on her phone throughout the show.
Oh, dear.
He criticised her on Twitter, although Madonna denied the allegation. Most Madonna fans who attended the first two shows in New York seemed comfortable with the band, but others who have yet to attend have voiced concerns. One highlighted safety, tweeting... Jesus, come on. One highlighted safety, tweeting... Given the tragedy at the Ariana Grande concert, there's a valid reason for people to keep phones. Come on. I can hear some straws being clutched there a little bit. The tour source said users can keep their phones with them on vibrate and retreat to the quieter areas if necessary. I think that's a little bit, Jeff.
Or this is just Madonna getting people talking about her concert again.
Oh, Madonna! Have we fallen for you? I'd like to go and see Madonna. If anyone's got a couple of free tickets, I don't want to pay necessarily, but I'd go and see Madonna at the Palladium. The Palladium's a great venue. It's nice, you know, intimate theatre. It wasn't the... Maybe it was the Palladium I saw Brian Wilson. I can't remember. James, will come to you in a second. 03-44-499-1000. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
By the way, if you come and see any of our stuff, you take pictures and film as much of it as you want.
We
just
actively...
film it in landscape, not portrait.
Yeah, we actively encourage it.
Yeah. Take pictures in portrait or landscape, I don't care. But if you film it in landscape, if I see you filming it in portrait, you will be tossed off the premises. So, but you come and film it if you want. We don't care. We don't care. 0344-499-1000. Good evening, James.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
How is everyone?
None of your business.
Good. No, I went
so
to a gig.
Usual.
I went to a gig in America, and I think Chris Rock did it at the O2, no, Wembley, as well. What they do is they confiscate your phone, stick it in this little foam black envelope thing, so you can't access it through the entire gig, and they do this for all 20,000-30,000 people.
What? All of them, though?
Do they keep
every single phone?
Do they keep it or do you get it back?
No, you have your phone, but it's in this envelope that you can't rip. Trust me, I've tried ripping this flipping envelope open.
Gosh.
And so, but you have designated areas where you can access your phone that's outside the venue if you've got, like, an emergency call or something, but you can't access this phone outside these areas.
Feels to me like the only answer for the diehard bootlegger now is to take a sketch pad and a load of pastel crayons in there and do like a court report type thing.
Or a nice brass rubbing.
Yes.
By the way, can I just pay tribute to all of the video bootleggers in the 1980s? The guys and the gals that smuggled in video cameras the size of suitcases to film really poor quality VHS bootleg videos. Because I've got loads of them. I still got them. Thank you. Thank you for your hard work. God knows how you smuggled that camera in. But let's just say that is appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were being sarcastic there, but you're not.
No, I'm not.
Without them, where would we be?
Exactly. We got treasures. I've got so many. I'm sorting out my monkey's VHS bootlegs from the 80s and converting them to digital because that's how geeky I am. And they are absolutely joyous. I'm loving it. But so who did you go and see then? That you had to put your phone in a wallet.
So it's an old punk band called The Misfits.
I know. Come on, dude. You know you're talking. I know the Misfits.
They were in Gem and the Holograms, weren't they? They're called the Misfits.
No, it's not just different Misfits.
Oh.
Actually, I was watching your old an old interview with you and Frank Sidebottom.
Oh.
And he pulled out a little puppet of him as a misfit. I think he said it was Kiss or something.
Oh, was that on his TV show? Was that on his TV show?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Fantastic one. But yeah, it was a misfit. I think it's because they're kind of crappy sounding now.
Right.
And he didn't want footage getting out, and he did flipping well, not getting this footage out on YouTube. And any video that did make it somehow, he was on the case, and this is the singer. And took it down.
Well, that's the thing. If there's 15, 20 clips of you, it's easy to get taken down. If there's 5,000 clips of you, that's a week of filling out copyright claims, which is a pain in the bum.
It worked really well, this whole envelope thing. And I think that's probably what Madonna's going to do. But can you imagine how much that costs? To get staff to implement the envelopes, to get all the envelopes.
And guess who's paying for it, James?
Us.
Yeah, but that's whacked onto your ticket. She ain't paying for it. It's whacked onto your ticket fee.
No, I know. But you know what? My point is, it was okay, and people spoke more. It was actually quite old school feeling in that nobody was holding phones up. People lived in the moment. So I see why they did it. Actually, no, I don't. It's from a totally different point of view. It felt nice, you know.
You're talking to a bootleg master. I once smuggled in a stereo recording Sony Walkman, an expensive one, down my pants into a Neil Diamond concert at Wembley Arena. I was terrified I was going to get busted. I didn't get busted. I made a brilliant stereo microphone, beautiful stereo bootleg recording. So, all right. I'll just do that, Madonna.
How did you make the recording? Did you have to, like, open your flies and point the mic out?
You're disrespectful.
What?
You're disrespectful. Bootlegging is an art. Mm. It's an art form. It's a real skill, right? And I had it great. I took it out of my trousers.
Okay.
Or I suggest sticking your phone on record, then putting it in the envelope. You've got it recording the whole night long.
There we go. But is the envelope... Does the envelope... Is it not act like a Faraday cage and stop...
I don't think it's soundproof. I think it's just to stop you fiddling on it.
Oh, in that case...
Stop recording.
James, thank you very much indeed. In that case, stuff it then. Just go and do it. Evening, Mike.
Hello. Are you all right? Both well?
None of your business. Why is everyone asking... Everyone's asking that tonight.
Because we've softened.
Do they know something? Does someone know something we don't know?
Mm. It's just a generic pleasantry.
Yeah,
isn't it? It has no real meaning.
Don't really care. Anyway, how are you, Mike?
I agree with Madonna.
Okay, here we go. We got a talking point because it's a talking point. I like it.
First one.
Yeah.
I think there should be some kind of some degree of respect for the wishes of the artist. If they're saying don't record it, don't record it. Some people say I don't care. It goes down.
I think they're wrong to say don't record it because I think the concert experience and industry has changed massively. It is not what it's like. But no one holds up lighters now. People hold up they turn on the light on their mobile phone and they hold that up. Looks much better than lighters, and no one burns their fingers. Concert experiences have changed, old lady.
Can I also point out that for a lot of people, this is a once in a lifetime experience. The prices on those tickets are so high. Is it terrible to want to take a little bit of it home with you?
Well, that kind of relates to my next point. I very rarely go to concerts. I've probably been to, I reckon, 5, 6, 7 my whole life. I'm 36. They're not really,
really?
Massive in my scene. But it's not massive. I don't usually enjoy it. I get annoyed when I sit down halfway through. And just think,
oh, I like sitting. So now I like to sit down in a concert, and I get annoyed when they start playing fast ones and you've got to stand up. And you say, oh, come on, man.
And what you really don't like is when they try and get everyone to clap along.
Oh, here's my tip, Mike. Next concert you go to, and I learnt this a long time ago, some of the fast songs, you'll be tempted as soon as... Oh, I love this one. You can't keep that up for 4 minutes. Just don't. Don't
it's
clap
not
along.
The fitness aspect of it. I can manage the fitness aspect.
Okay, we've got a tough guy here.
Clapping is classified as fitness now, is it?
The last concert I went to, which I enjoyed enormously, was Macklemore. Actually, not your cup of tea.
Yeah.
But I'm 6'1", and all these dudes in front of me were holding up phones. I was like six rows back, standing rows back.
Yeah.
I couldn't see to the phones. I was like, this is...
I think you might be exaggerating slightly.
I couldn't see, but my
there we go.
Come on, Mike.
Well,
It was distracting.
Anyway, my field of vision was significantly obscured.
Tell him to put
by
it
the
down.
Number of mobile phones in front of me.
Tell him to put it down.
There was about 150 people in front of me.
Right, here's what you need to do.
Get in early and get a better position.
Make yourself one of those things that they used to do on Blue Peter for royal visits. You know, one of those periscope.
A periscope?
Yes. Get that bad boy out. Let's see him put the phones down.
No. Dude, I think you've put me off going to concerts now.
No, lady make good point, me think. Lady make good point.
Do you remember those?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, Mike. It is distracting, but I mean, if it's directly in your face, if it's someone with a tablet, you're going to get a punch in the back
that
of the
takes
neck.
A mick.
Maybe it's my view on society. I just think my brain captures memories for me. I don't know why you need to. I don't know why someone needs to record it, because I reckon the odds are a vast majority of people never, ever, ever watch that video or look at that picture.
I think I remember stuff better when I am thinking to record it, because I'm not looking through the screen. I'm not living it through a glass screen. I'm still looking at the thing. I'm checking that I've got it in shot. And I'm still looking at the thing. And I think the fact that I've got my phone out and I'm doing that makes me remember it better in my brain.
That sounds like bullshine.
I'll get stuffed.
Okay, here's an idea then. Why don't some concerts just have phones and some concerts not? And my easy thing is, that kind of goes back to my earlier point. If Madonna says don't use your phone, then just don't get serious if you want to use your phone. If Paul McCartney says, use your phone, go see him. It's simple.
What if Madonna says, erotic, put your hands all over my body? Will you do it?
No, because when I was 13, I had a teacher called Mr. Denton, and he said, I can also do his voice, when I think of Madonna, it makes me get an erection. And looking back, you probably would get reported to the police for that now. So I just think of Mr. Denton, and he had a hairy Adam's apple.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Gosh, that was a full and complete answer.
Very detailed response there from Michael Benn. We'll come to you after the news. That really went somewhere I didn't expect it to go at all.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.